It's Dales Radio, and I'm with Darcy Wyvall this morning talking about what's happening at Constable Burton Hall this weekend. There's a major festival happening. Good morning.
Good morning, Jules. How are you?
I'm very good indeed, thank you. Tell me what you've got planned for the weekend.
Yeah, we've got our annual Tulip Festival here at Constable Burton Hall, which is between Leyburn and Beedale. And in fact, this year is a bit of a special year for us because it's our 25th anniversary and our Jubilee year.
And so what are you doing that's different for this special year?
So we've changed the way that we planted the tulips this year. We've taken on a local garden designer called Willibourne Arton, who's helped us to change the design of the tulips in their beds around. But apart from that, everything's as it normally would be. We're opening up on the Saturday. Gates open from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 p.m. in the afternoon, and we have delicious refreshments in our tea tent, local produce and cakes and light lunches, and we're looking forward to a busy weekend.
And that's right across the weekend, so Saturday, Sunday and Monday. You are going to be busy, aren't you?
Yes, we are, exactly. We're always open on the May bank holiday, or the early May bank holiday. We're sponsored by a company called Blom's Bulbs, and we're the northern show house for these tulips. So the nice thing about coming here is that you can see Blom's Bulbs have been exhibiting at Chelsea since 1948, and in fact they've won 68 gold medals over their history of exhibiting there. So
wow.
They really are the number one tulip company in the country. And the idea is that you can come here, there is a representative from Blom's Bulbs who can talk to you about your gardening design or your tulip desires, and you can walk around and see the tulip growing in a northern garden and get inspiration from your own garden. And in fact, you can even order the tulips here at the show, and then they get sent directly to you in your own garden as well. So it's a good place to come around, get some inspiration. The gardens are very accessible. We have accessible to both wheelchairs and pushchairs. We've carefully curated some garden walks and trails, both for the sort of avid gardener and for the young garden visitors as well. So there's plenty of interest for all age groups. And I have to say, this year, we're always worried about, you know, whether the tulips are going to be out or whether the daffodils are going to be out. And this year, we've got the best of both worlds. So in my opinion, this is one of the best years that we've ever had. And we're really looking forward to welcoming the visitors.
It sounds like it's going to be a lovely weekend. And let's hope the weather's favourable too.
Yes, I hope so. Well, the forecast is looking good at the moment. And so fingers crossed.
Looks like it's going to be a fantastic weekend. And to see those 68 Chelsea gold medal winning displays, perhaps, or a combination of some of those popping up, is going to be quite something, I think.
Yeah, we plant 6,500 tulips annually.
Mm-hmm.
And we remove them annually as well. So so these tulips are really at their very, very best. Tulips are really, you know, the first year is the best time to see them. So it's a real labour of love from our end.
Mm.
Our gardener, Andrew Moss, who's been with us, he's a third generation gardener here at the Hall, really puts his back into this. And the whole garden team have been scurrying away like busy bees to get the place looking immaculate. And I'm happy to say it's all coming together, and we're very much looking forward to the weekend.
It's a little bit of a magic act, isn't it? I'd have thought, because you plant them, and of course you're not going to know what it's going to look like until they finally all come out.
That is a bit of a worry for us every year. I'm happy to say that we haven't had to go out with the hairdryer this year to sort of try and bring them on. But we have, you know, every year, obviously, every gardening year is different. And with all the climate change issues going on at the moment, then the seasons seem to be changing as well. But and that is always a question that we get asked, is, are the tulips out? And I'm happy to say on the radio that this year they are, and equally as brilliant is that our daffodils are hanging on, and so there's plenty to see.
Fantastic. It does sound like it's going to be a really special weekend.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Well, we wish you well with it, and for anybody that wants to come along, it's open tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, 10 until 5.
Yeah, and the admissions you can either do online at constableburton.com, or we can handle them on the gate. Adults are £10, children 5 to 15 are £5, and under 5s are free.
Well, have a lovely weekend, and it's been good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.